This is Kim, and it's been real in Sussex.
This is Vicky, and it's been real in Kent.
Come on, Julia. This is Julia and Ian.
And?
It's an elf.
My name is Julia.
She's doing a striptease. Vicky saw the picture of Robo and she said, he's quite lovely, but I'd rather see a picture of his bum.
But she's into bums anyway.
Yeah,
she's got an obsession about
it. Into
I
like
think it's better
bums.
To talk about it, to bring these problems out into the
open.
I think otherwise you can get really unstuck, you know.
Unstuck?
And I think really I've talked to my doctor about it.
You sound like Julie Andrews.
Do a dear
Who's that? Rowan Atkinson, isn't it? That's who.
Oh, Robin Hicks.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? The young ones.
Did you see that one called Boring?
Everything is completely boring.
That's funny. That's
I like that show.
Did you see that?
Tracy
Lemon.
No. The young ones.
The young ones.
Oh, yeah. No, you've got that students. Punk rocker. Yeah. Yes. And the
Neil.
Old man.
Neil.
Oh, no. I've never seen it.
And the guy with the long hair. That's Neil.
Is that the one you like?
Neil.
You like hippies? Come to Santa Cruz. There's tons of hippies.
Freaks, you call them, eh?
As long as they got bums on them.
Nice, tight
buttons. What kind of butt do you like, Vicky? Do you like them hairy? You wouldn't like Robo's butt, then. Robo's got a hairy butt. That's nice.
Das Until then, it. It was promising, but no, that's just it.
Das has hairy bums
are out.
Well, tell me what kind you like. Do you like them tan?
Dressed in trousers best.
I like them out of trousers.
No, no, the Greek policemen, you look at their trousers, they are
well-styled.
Well-styled. Fun.
You like with those muscles sticking out of the sides?
Oh, no.
You don't like?
I like the indentations.
I like the indentations in their ass.
The dimples.
Yeah. The best part of a man's body is right
the
here, the bone.
The boils.
What, on the front?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the front now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what the
right
best
here.
Part is in the front.
Right here. I'm speaking
it's their lips.
You know, like the...
She's into aesthetics, though.
Aesthetics. Yes.
Robo's got nice lips. That's what I like.
So I see. Where's the picture? Just have to mistake. Robo, is that a nickname?
Yeah.
What's your nickname, Robo?
What's his name?
Why is he nicknamed Robo?
Robo. He's nicknamed Robo.
What's
I don't know.
Name?
He got his real name, Drew Evan. Drew. Evan.
Really?
Yeah, Drew That's Evan Dobbs.
Is it my sister?
Drew Dobbs.
Not Junior. She looks very shy. Not Drew Evans Junior.
That's a bad picture of her.
No,
really
his father's Fillmore. Fillmore.
His name
yes.
is Fillmore. It's not Philip.
Isn't that awful? No, it's Fillmore.
Robo, how could your father's name be Fillmore? That's
it's horrible. So awful.
What was the name of that American guy we met in Santorini?
Alan J. Perry Jr.
Alan J. Perry Jr.
And he said
a good
it's
American
logical.
Accent.
I mean, my father's called Alan J. Perry.
Senior.
The first.
Her sister's a lot cuter than that picture. Katie
she's
looks
beautiful.
Hullabaloozy in that picture, but she's
is she
really...
Is quite sort of shy?
She's sweet.
She's straight. She's not as crazy as us, but she's really
she's
sweet.
Great.
Well, she'd had difficulty.
Little sweetie. Little sweetie. Hi, Darcy. Little skeins.
Oh, look. Great Western saving.
Great Western saving.
That's where I got my trousers.
They look different in that.
American Express. Vicky.
Look at Robo.
Oh yes, I got my American Express card.
You have American Express.
Don't leave home without it.
How could you guys get American Express cards and you're not even?
You're
American.
British.
That's right. I'm very cosmopolitan. That's why. Hand me my bag. So where did you have your going away party?
In my parents' backyard. Oops, I hope my mum's not listening.
She didn't know about it.
No. Well, I guess she does now.
So you did.
How did you get one? I couldn't get an American Express.
I'm so incredibly rich.
Your parents are?
Are they really?
Incredible.
Are they?
No, anyone can get one.
No.
No,
uh-uh.
You can.
I couldn't get
you,
one.
You can.
And I'm only just a poor nurse.
You can if you have to prove that
is
you
that
earn over
£5,000. Really?
No, you have to earn over about 2,000.
There is a limit.
Is there a promising? I mean,
it's. I mean, no. My
unless you
do
regular,
it's
never going to get much. Now, £250 a month is about.
Little Florence Nightingales, you are.
Little Florence, what do you do for a living? You're a student, huh?
I don't do anything. I clean lavatories.
She's a scumbag.
I am.
What do your parents do?
My father's a. I don't know exactly what he does. No, he works with a
prostitute. He's a prostitute.
Certainly not. He got approached by it. It was really funny, actually, because my father's very...
Proper.
Well, no, but he's sort of...
Pompous.
Sort of fubsy-wubsy. No, he's not pompous. He's sort of, you know, dear old daddy. And he went to Dusseldorf on business, and they went into a gay bar by mistake. And Dad's a bit sort of, you know, he's a bit... I don't know, he looks a bit Farmer Giles. And he sort of bumpkin like, and they got a pro. They didn't realise it was a gay bar, and he said he thought it was a bit funny when he saw this man in black leather and lipstick, and he suddenly saw there were no women in the bar, and he thought, whoops. And apparently he said they didn't come up and say, oh hi, can I buy you a drink? When you walk out, they bump into you, and the sort of, all these really straight businessmen walked out with their backs to the wall.
Oh my God, that's strange.
It was really funny. No, but if you saw my dad, you'd find it funny, because he looks anything but gay.
Sometimes you don't know.
You know, my
father... It must be awful to fall in love with a gay bloke, though, mustn't it? I know someone
must be frustrated.
I had a boyfriend who was gay. Well, 22 years of his 24
Did you know that
at
the time
years.
When you first went out with him?
Yeah.
He wasn't gay for long.
Now he's... Not at all. He likes...
Yeah, he is. All right. He still skanks, guys.
Oh, don't! You're turning that knife in her back.
It's complicated. No, I left him.
For Das.
One.
Das is much better looking. Das is like... Das is like good for breeding purposes. You know what I mean? James, she would never be able to breed with. It's true, Ari. Don't act all embarrassed. She's totally blushing.
Oh, is she shy and reserved?
No, she's not. Bullshit. She's American. Shy and sunburned. But James was nice enough. He's just...
He's wonderful. Femmy. He's the best person. Treated me the best of anyone.
This is the gay guy, is it?
Mm-hmm. He's great. He's really neat.
He adored
Ari. I didn't bring his picture. Actually, originally, I was supposed to come here with him.
Is that the guy in this picture?
No, uh-uh. That's
but you were supposed to be coming
with
a lot of
no, that's,
yeah.
That's Dawson's picture. Oh, no, that's Ralph.
She picks them up.
Uh-huh. Well,
Ralph
even
is
in
gay.
San Francisco as a hairdresser, you know, that becomes...
Yeah.
You know.
Standard procedure.
And my roommate, she worked
Where's
on
your
Castro
bin?
Street, which is the gay street of San Francisco.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that their gay friends are very much nicer to them. They're very much, you know, if you're a girl, that gay
well,
friends
Well, the thing
are
is, the whole sexual thing is out of
is,
the way.
Yeah,
you don't
so
even have to
no,
deal with it.
Yeah. There's no
but
threat
crush,
on either side.
Oh, no. But I had a crush on this, my friend James, and then we were together for a year and a half, almost 2 years, as lovers. And then... I moved to Santa Cruz.
And Loretta and Robo set her up with... Dossie.
And he's real fun.
Dossie.
Doss. His real
Thomas.
Name is Thomas Dale Peabody.
Thomas is a lovely name.
Peabody.
Thomas Peabody.
That sounds like something out of a fairy tale.
Have you know this?
Mrs. Peabody.
Yeah, have you seen the cartoons, Bullwinkle?
No.
You've
you
ruined that, Kim.
Oh,
you have. That was...
pristine condition before I lent it to you.
I've really been looking after this.
It is filthy.
Ripped it off my back. Down the front.
Loretta desperately wanted this.
Stinks.
Don't. I think we ought to give it to her.
No. Certainly not.
If you want to come to California, you give me that sweatshirt, you bitch!
I do want to come to California anyway. California stinks.
It never rains in Southern California.
Then it must be drought condition.
We had a drought.
Water conservation. But this year and last year, the two worst rain years
were going to
Yeah, I tried to be Boy George for a long time.
Oh, isn't he gorgeous? Oh, he's awful.
Oh, I love him.
Hideous. Look at him. Disgusting. I want to shit on his face.
Oh, I love him too.
It's not the shit on his face. I don't object to that. It's his expression. It's his, you know.
His lips.
He's so ugly.
I mean, if a girl did that, I'd think that's horrible.
Where?
It's just the expression.
Yeah.
Bad boys stick together.
They're like, we call it DFM.
I like to watch Boy George. I think he's really entertaining.
He's so ugly.
At first, it's really repulsive, but once you see him again,
I think he's beautiful.
No, he looks great.
He's great. Look how cute she looks with her hair.
Gorgeous. He's hideous.
Can I read your hair?
I agree.
Yes.
He's hideous.
Oh, he's absolutely gorgeous.
I don't see what any man, woman, child, or animal.
Can anyone read German?
No.
Is this a German magazine?
I'm bringing it back for my friend.
I feel sick.
Can he read German then?
He's taking German in school.
You know, aren't they ugly?
Oh, he looks like, what's his face? Well,
who's that?
Kajagugu.
No,
Kajagugu.
Marcus. How do you want it? Do you want it all up, or do you want it in a ponytail, or?
I don't mind, just do what you want.
A plait?
Chop it off. I'll leave it to you.
Make it like Boy George.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we have Boy George clones where I live. All these little girls who put extensions in their hair, like fake pieces of hair.
But it's not supposed to be girls doing it.
I know.
Fucking men.
Fags.
Boy George likes women as well.
Yeah. How do you know?
He goes both
ways. Set around by his publicity.
She was in a hotel with him.
That's right, he was in the next room.
I read he's only 21.
Yeah,
he's very talented, though.
He's got a beautiful
voice. He's got a good
voice. He did some
studying,
didn't he? He was a stage artist or something.
And his brother's a boxer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What's his name, Boy?
I mean, if you
boy
looked as
beautiful
as that, why not capitalise on it?
I mean,
Dad,
what else
his
do?
Name.
Mm.
George O'Dowd is Boy George.
George O'Dowd.
Oh, she's really studied him.
I think he's gorgeous.
Oh, how can you?
We have the same taste.
It is. He's pathetic.
Into gay men.
I love feminine men.
I do too.
You should meet my boyfriend.
He's
we're talking
feminine. My boyfriend's not feminine at all.
Sometimes
I
think
it's
a real waste.
You know what my boyfriend told me? Right before I left, he said he thought I was a dyke when he first met me. He said, you're so aggressive, you know, and you were just like, you were so, you know, bleh, that I thought for sure you were a dyke. I was like, what?
He's much more soft-spoken. He's very quiet.
He's feminine. Oh, I have to fart.
Oh yeah, I'm Loretta.
I'm sorry. You know what? I have to go to the bathroom.
I'm
gonna turn this off.
In the school, in our tutor group room, and not one person flinched or laughed or sort of said, oh, you're joking, or they all said, oh, really, and nobody gave it away. And to this day, I really don't know if it was somebody fooling around or not.
Really?
Somebody phoned me up. I know it was a joke, it must have been.
Look how great she looks with her hair back.
Really pretty.
Mm.
Turn around.
That's
so
much
what was
the
telephone call about?
But it was my birthday. I'm on my 16th birthday. I had two tickets to go and see David.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, that's lovely.
To see David Cassidy?
So I was crazy about
oh,
it.
Oh, so was I.
Absolutely mad.
Oh, I think I love you.
Yeah.
Isn't that what life
that's
is made of?
Oh, I'm a clown.
Have you got a mirror?
I don't know that one,
but anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, in the hallway.
Tell me.
Yeah.
But
you know, I don't know
if you can see it. Everything I had was David Cassidy, and I had David Cassidy storybooks, David Cassidy posters, and two David Cassidy, two tickets to see his concert for myself and a friend. And on my birthday fell on a Sunday, afternoon, we were having a little tea party. And the telephone rang, and I went, well, Father went, and then I went, and this person, or it may have been David Cassidy, I don't know.
How did he know your number?
I don't know, see, I just assumed it.
Wait,
I don't think it wasn't, but no, nobody would give it away, and I kept on and on about who it could be.
Oh God, I thought you could see me.
And go ahead, so this person said happy birthday.
Loretta, can you interrupt, Patty Page? Go ahead.
No, I want to know.
Oh, you would have got that
one.
No, arm,
I want to know. Ow! Just tell me what happened, I want to know.
Where's you know what bags are where we live?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, guys.
Where's the bathroom?
Oh, go downstairs. This one's clogged up. It's got shit hands.
So where's the bathroom downstairs?
Listen, Okie. Bathroom downstairs.
Oh, look.
Down one
look what I got for my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Big
penises. Oh, have they got these?
Oh. Our boyfriends
are so... Don't say what it is. Don't say what it is, because...
Our boyfriends are so into sex.
I actually do it with a key ring.
I'd love to get a key ring.
They're obsessed.
That's really nice.
A cock ring.
In Spain, they have little oranges, and you press the orange, and they...
Oh, they're always coming up with things like that in Spain. These are circumcised.
Oh, I love circumcised cocks.
But this one's circumcised.
You're giving it away.
That's okay.
We must guess, man.
Circumcised cocks are the best.
Oh, God.
Is this a present for Drew?
No, Doss. Drew is mine.
Oh, is not like the smoking yours?
No.
Loretta.
Come sit on her. What is it?
Veranda. Balcony.
Bad boys stick together. Ooh, these guys look awful. Sticks. Oh, they're so bad.
And that's all in German?
Well, yeah, it's in German.
We have really fun smoking lights. Like,
look at this guy, looks just like a girl, huh?
Oh,
it's
just like a girl.
Who is it, Duran Duran?
Yeah, I
They're
hate
quite good, actually, Duran Duran.
You like them?
Yeah, some of their stuff.
Girls on, 2 minutes later. Bowie clone.
You don't really make
Who does that? He looks really smoke on the
best. He really does.
He's actually better looking than David Bowie.
Isn't it frustrating?
David Bowie's not that good.
When I had my hair cut, when I was really brown when I came back from Spain, and I'd have my hair really, really short.
You should do it red.
Red.
She'd look good with some henna on your hair, Kim.
I did have someone when I was in Israel.
Yeah.
My hair just took me off putting it on.
You should have Ari cut your hair.
No,
you need a haircut.
Though, isn't it?
No, he says it's not.
Where's the pen or
something? No, well, the thing is, if you do it more than like 2 times a year, it's not good. Because it coats your hair and it's got metallic things in it. That's if you do it more than twice a year, Ari.
Please tell me, Loretta.
Well, I'm just telling you from experience because I used to do it a lot. Little Robo, look at this picture. What a gaff. I love him. Gack attack.
Gack attack.
Stick to
I'm all aglow.
I love all these.
You should have already cut your hair, Kim.
Yes.
You need a haircut.
I know I do, yeah.
You really should.
Ari, oh, you got your scissors
so
on you?
You're fucking pretty.
Yeah.
Great.
You
got
a really
Kim,
nice...
Kim. Guess
to
cut your hair.
Want to cut Kim's hair?
Yeah.
Hey!
She's so beautiful.
You're going to go wild.
She cuts mine. Mine's normal.
I haven't cut hers in a long time.
She cuts my sister's hair. My sister's straight as an arrow.
I can do normal. I can do everything.
Oh, she's...
She's really
okay,
good.
No.
She worked in San Francisco.
I need to cut mine.
She worked in San Francisco at a salon.
Do you want to see me?
Divine. Darling.
Look, could you do it really freaky, really spiky?
You want it spiky? It would look good. Do it short.
Yeah.
You look good with short hair. You're so
oh,
pretty. Show off that face.
Hair. You should let me cut yours a little bit, just because it's real round. Just a little bit red in here.
Yeah, go on then. Do it now.
You have to take off your clothes.
I'll let you do this.
Should she go wet her hair in the bathroom?
Yeah, but wait.
Oh goody, I can't wait to see what Kim will look like with her haircut. She's so pretty.
Come on, if I have my cut, you have yours cut.
Just like Boy George. Just like Boy George.
Just
like Boy George, he's got long hair.
We'll have to,
just
we'll have
kidding.
To cut her hair off and paste it on her.
Bad boys stick together.
Right.
You know what? I had diarrhea.
Oh, how fascinating.
Did you?
Oh,
isn't we that
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I've got
tell
some
us
stuff.
In detail.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying that's probably why I felt so ill.
I've got some stuff to stop that. I've got cane.
But I don't want to stop it.
Uri, can you cut my hair like that?
My sister's had it for 2 years and she's had so much work. It's
what?
The new of this here.
She had diarrhea for 2 years? What was it from? She must have had an amoeba or something in her body.
She got it when she's in Africa.
Yeah.
But it's still not right.
After 2 years.
It's very slimming.
Use one of our towels.
It's very slimming.
Yeah.
God.
What?
I'm just wet my hair.
Yeah, but that's
it. It's very slimming.
Are you that bad? Aren't you awful?
Go to the bathroom first. Wait till I finish my cigarette.
Aren't you awful with her and her cigarette? I don't blame you, though.
I don't
blame
her.
Oh, I hate cigarettes.
It's really nice of you to take...
Oh, does your boyfriend smoke?
No.
I can't stand it.
Oh.
I might go about with someone who smoked.
It's like, it would be like kissing an ashtray.
Yeah.
Eating an ashtray.
I understand, though, what
trash can.
You don't understand why.
I do understand.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like to smoke around people. It bothers me, but it makes me uncomfortable.
I mean, I don't mind, but I just would hate to think of kissing someone.
Kissing someone that tastes
what's
like ashes.
No, when somebody smokes, it's okay when they smoke a little bit, because their breath doesn't smell that bad. But when they smoke a lot and all their clothes smell of smoke, even when they wash them and they're clean from the line or something,
that's how my mom smokes a lot. My dad smokes cigars and cigarettes.
And neither of my parents smoke. In fact, my mother's really embarrassing. She doesn't let anybody. You know, she's so anti-smoking that if you go into the house and you smoke and you say, "Oh, do you mind if I have a cigarette?" My mother will say, "Will actually say no, you can't." Or if, you know, she can't quite say that, she'll make
that's
it quite
good.
Obvious that she doesn't
that's
like
good, though.
My
well,
it's her home, really, isn't it? So she's,
the little girl is so cute.
They're quite pretty, really. They really love their children up here, don't they?
Seems like it. They're close to their... They have a real family.
But they dote on their children.
Yeah.
Children are the next generation.
This is really nice, actually. Can I try to talk about it?
Sure. Probably the shoulders are too small, too tight for you right now. I've got small shoulders for some reason. I'm sorry, it's adjusted to me, dear.
How much was it? It was about $60.
That's what I paid for it. She's so sweet, that little girl. She's so sweet. Come here.